We feel that we get to know Isaiah as he shares with us his vision of a time ahead of his time, and perhaps a time into our future as well, because not only does he share his perspective of the possibilities that he sees unfolding, Isaiah takes us one step further, and he almost pleads, he almost begs the people of his future. He says, please, live your lives in a way that I'm about to describe to you so that you will never have to experience the horrible things that I've seen as possibilities for your future. What is it that Isaiah saw? What is it that he's inviting us to change in our lives so that we don't have to live the kinds of things that he saw in his future? From the perspective of vertical time, if we consider Isaiah as an ancient, remote viewer, from his place in our history over 2,000 years ago, as Isaiah peered through the consciousness of his mind's eye and his heart into the rivers and roads of time of his future, he began to describe the visions, the quantum possibilities, what I believe are the quantum possibilities, in the only way that he knew how. And I'm going to share some of these with you. Listen to the way these possibilities sound and see how you feel in your body as you hear the possibilities unfold. And then Isaiah begins to share something very different and see how different you feel when you hear of the other possibilities. He begins his description of a time in his future. He says he sees a time when the earth shakes, the foundations of the earth will shake, he says. And he awakens in a time where the great cities of the earth are blackened, in a time that he says few people are left, there are few that are remaining alive. And he describes a cataclysm that he sees unfolding upon the surface of the earth, obviously a very frightening prophecy. However, the same instant in time, Isaiah also begins to describe a vision of hope and possibility and peace and joy, because he says a new earth appears. And he goes on to say that all the things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. He's saying all the suffering, all the horrible things we've seen in the past, we'll no longer remember. We won't think of them any longer. And he says, no longer shall the sound of weeping be heard or the sound of crying. He goes on describing how water will spring forth from what were the deserts of the earth. The diseased are healed. He says, the deaf shall hear and the blind shall see. I've got to share with you, from the perspective of modern scholars that I've spoken with and scientists, these kinds of descriptions just make them crazy, absolutely crazy. Because they say, what is this guy talking about? Which is it? Is he looking at a time of death and destruction, or is he looking at a time of peace and healing? And without the understanding of vertical time, the only answer that makes sense to them is, ah, he must be describing the hard times that we must experience before we get to the good times. They're looking at this from a linear perspective. Well, while that certainly may be a possibility, based on what we now know of time from modern science, and based on what Isaiah is about to share with us through the words of his time, my sense is that these are not linear events that must unfold. And I should probably share with you that I am an optimist. And I believe in the wisdom and the power of our species. I believe that collectively, we each carry a piece of the answer that helps us to transcend the great challenges of our time and history, and that collectively, as we pool all of our little answers together, that collectively, we become the great answer to this time in history. So it's from that perspective, I think it's only fair for me to mention that as I go into what it is that Isaiah is sharing with us.